And welcome again to Cottage Talk. I'm Russ Goldman, and co-hosting with me today will be Mike Gregg and Brendan Cronin. This episode will be discussing the Ross McCormack situation as I ask the question, should Fulham sell Ross McCormack? We will be discussing this in several different ways. This should be a very interesting episode. But before we do anything, I got to bring on my co-host first. I'm going to bring on Mr. Gregg. Mike, how you doing, my friend?
Yeah, hi, Russ. Doing well today and had a busy weekend looking for wedding venues, but no Fulham really. So, but back on talking about it today.
By the way, did you find a venue?
Fingers crossed. I think we may have done, yes. So.
Okay. Great news. All right. I'm going to bring on Brendan now. Brendan, how you doing?
Hi, Russ. How are you?
I am well. Listen, I just want to mention to anyone listening to the show, Brendan is using a headset. We were hoping that his connection would be better. It's a little bit better, Brendan, but we're going to do the best that we can to do this show, and I'm hearing you okay. Are you looking forward to doing the show today?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, very looking forward to it. Looking forward to talking about the McCormack situation.
Yes, I look forward to it as well, my friend. All right, I'm gonna put you on hold for a second and bring Mike back on so we can get this thing going. And Mike, let's start with you. You and I have been talking about this for a while. You know, we've been talking about the Ross McCormack situation. Unfortunately, I don't have a jingle today. I have to apologize. I didn't get a jingle in time. Okay, but really, this whole situation blew up even more this weekend. And I actually ran a poll, and we're gonna talk about the poll in a little bit. And you ran a poll as well. But we're gonna tackle this in several ways. But let's just I wanted to get different views on Ross McCormack to be fair. You know, to be fair, I wanted to see if we could find someone that actually thinks that we should sell him, someone that is on the fence, and someone that doesn't think that we should sell him. And we basically have all views. I'm going to be sharing the views of Steve Lydiard. He wasn't able to join us today. He's actually on the fence. But, Mike, I'm going to start with you. You know, just give me your opening argument regarding Ross McCormack and should we sell Ross McCormack?
Well, I mean, I think, first of all, we need to talk about why this has come up. I mean, he's, there's rumours all the time that, you know, Villa, Norwich, Sheffield Wednesday are all coming in with bids. He's, you know, every week we're talking about it, Russ. So, and then over the last few days, there's even more rumours. People apparently in the know that he's being pushed out and, you know, Savisa will walk if he goes, all this kind of stuff. But, you know, your general question is, should Fulham sell Ross McCormack? And, you know, there's probably four reasons to sell him. So one is, does the manager want him? You know, does he fit his plans? Does Ross want to stay? That's another question, and it's one that I've put out on Twitter. If he wants to stay, if he's happy, then why can't he just do a brief little thing online saying, no, I've got an injury, that's why I haven't gone on the trip, you know, but I'm looking forward to the season, that kind of stuff. Do we need the money? You know, is it about financing for other moves, balancing FFP, you know, giving us more cash flow? And the other thing is there still a buyout clause on his contract? You know, so those kind of questions are there. But, you know, the main one, should we sell? From my point of view, going forward, I think he's 30 years old, you know, very soon. He is at the peak of his value for this club. It's really, he's only really going to go downhill, you know, over the next year or two. You know, that's just the natural way that players, you know, progress or, you know, as they get older, recede, if like. And I just don't see where he fits in with the players, especially the players that we have signed in this close season. You know, these are pacey guys and, you know, moving the ball around quickly. And while Ross is an excellent footballer, has all the touches and everything, one thing he isn't a point man. He doesn't have the pace to lead a line up top on his own. So you almost think, well, what's he going to play? Is he going to be a withdrawn striker? And if he's going to, or a withdrawn player, and is he really that good to be the withdrawn player? You know, should maybe that be another attacking midfielder? So, from where I'm looking, and you know, taking everything into the fact, and also the money side, which you know I have published in a couple of places, I think if we can get 13, 14, 15 million quid, and most importantly reinvest that, you know,
right?
Let's not kid anyone around. I don't want to sell him just for the sake of selling him. You know, he is a good player. Even if he stays, you know, he's still going to be important to us. But if I was the club, if Cerezo thinks he can get more from other players, then from a cash FFP and play and tactical way, I would sell him, and I would be looking to bring in, you know, 2-3 players in that kind of £3 or £4 million range. Kearney cost that kind of figure last year. That's the kind of quality you need. And, of course, the questions will be, who should replace him? Well, I'm not going to, you know, there are strikers out there. That's the job of the club and their scouts to go out looking for him. And, you know, some players who haven't done well somewhere else will do well here. And, you know, that money will allow us to do a lot of business, really, because financially we are not strapped, but we're restricted. And he's our best asset, and I think to get another 3 players in, quality players, we're going to have to cash in. And so, yes, I would sell him.
Okay.
At the right price.
Okay, the right price. And I understand that. And I'm going to share some comments that were on the College Talk Facebook page that are going to be talking about that, and also going to be reading after I go back to Brendan his thoughts. And I'll just tell you, it's part of Steve's thoughts, Mike, before I go to Brendan, revolve around this. This is my fear. I actually agree with you. I think we should sell him for pretty much all the reasons that you said. I'm going to throw in one as well. Sometimes when you sell a player, someone like at the height of Ross McCormick, that type of player, it can actually bring a team together. I know that might sound strange to hear, but one player, you know, when it's about one player, and what, you know, if you take that player out of the mix, and all of a sudden the rest of the team does come together. I've seen it happen in several sports, and it's funny because Matt Smith brought up an example. I just recorded something with him today, and I'll just share this with you before I go to Brendan. He brought up Ronaldo not being able to finish the Euro final, and look what happened with Portugal. They came together. I know it's only one match, but then it all became about those players of Portugal playing together as a team. I've seen it happen. It can happen. So I want to get your thoughts about that, but also this. The fear is we're going to have another Moussa Dembele situation, Mike. This is my fear. I'm talking about the original Moussa Dembele. They did not invest that money, or they didn't invest a good amount of it. When they really needed to, because it happened late in the window. So I want to get your thoughts on my fear of that.
Well, I mean, the club can't get caught with their pants down, can they? If there is a buyout clause, then the club needs to cover themselves by buying a striker before anything happens, or, you know, a replacement, you know, before the end of August at the worst. You know, if there's no buyout clause, and, you know, the rumours are that there was one, but it was for a certain time limit, then the club can just turn down every offer that comes along. If they're absolutely adamant, we're not selling, we're not selling, we're not selling. But we know, you know, if a club comes along, if Norwich or Villa suddenly say, you know, here's, you know, 20 million quid, we definitely want him, we need that striker, then we're not going to turn that down on the 31st of August, are we? So the important thing is, we still need another striker. I think everyone's clear on that. And,
right,
you know, we should be looking to bring one in. I know I think it was Steve today saying that, you know, it's madness to bring another player in before him. I think there should be another player come in, but it won't be someone we're going to spend 6, 7, 8 million quid on, because I don't believe we've got that money to spend on a player straight away without selling Ross later. So, do you spend that money now and then, you know, cash in afterwards? It's sometimes it's a domino effect. A player has to move for other moves to happen. And I think, you know, with Ross, it will be ours to go first. But I completely understand people's worries about what happened about, you know, Dembele at the end of that transfer window. We didn't have time to replace him, so it is an important thing, and that's why, you know, if you're going to sell him now, move on.
Absolutely.
Give us time. Even if we start the season without a replacement, because we're going to start the season without McCormick. He's been injured. He's shown for the last two seasons he's not match fit at the beginning of the season. And he did that, speaking to my Leeds friends, exactly the same. And the other thing about Ross McCormick is it's a distraction to what we should be doing now. We've got 7-8 new players come in. We should be building for the start of the season. Every window there's an issue with him and he gets himself a pay rise and it leaves a bad taste in his mouth. He doesn't have a nickname, McContract, for no reason at all. And, you know, you'll get some people saying, oh, he doesn't want to leave. He never put in a transfer request. You know, no one really knows the truth apart from McCormick and the club. But in the end, I think we need a team and not something rotating around one player who's, you know, if you believe some of the rumours, is an issue. And, you know, we need to, personally, like I say, I would cash in. But I understand people's arguments against. And, you know, it's difficult to say, yeah, let's just get rid of a 20-goal-a-season player. I mean, I got annoyed at people who just wanted to dump Dembele. But, you know, in the end, you have to look at, I think, what's best for the team going forward.
Right, and that's kind of where I'm going. Very interesting discussion to start the show. And, Mike, I'm going to bring Brendan on because I want to get his take because Brendan, I know that you're looking at this a little bit differently. So I want to get your thoughts because you've let me know that you don't want to sell McCormick. But I want to get your thoughts on that and also what Mike had to share.
Yeah, you know, after listening to Mike, I nearly changed my mind. He made some really, really good points. Look, from a purely footballing point of view, I think we should keep McCormick at all costs. He's been our player of the year the last 2 years, outstanding player. Without his goals, we probably would have went down, I think, one of the seasons. You know, he's been a great leader. You know, Parker's been injured, he's been our captain. Scored 38 goals, you know, set pieces, free kicks, penalties. He's been there. I don't honestly think we need the money. You know, I think the most important thing for us is to get promoted. And I think having a player like Ross McCormick will give us a much bigger chance. I can see what Mike is saying from a financial point of view and this and that. You know, he makes some great points, but from purely a football point of view, I think we should keep McCormick.
Okay, so you're just looking at it strictly from a football point of view. I want to ask you, going back to my point, my worry is that we do sell him, and I actually do want to sell him, because listen, you watch the team, and
yeah.
I'm trying to make the point that sometimes a team can actually come together, addition by subtraction, when you have one player, you know, one star player, you know, it's. You know, again, this is just my point of view. I'm not, you know, Mike has his, you have yours. I think that sometimes, unless he's buying in, and this is something that Matt Smith said to me, if McCormack's not buying into Slavica, he should go. So I guess that's my point on him. I want to get your thoughts on that because yes, you want the talent, but if he's not willing to buy into what Slavica is trying to do, Brendan, then don't you think he should go?
I'm not too sure that he isn't going into Russ because, you know, in January he wanted to leave, I think. You know, there was rumours, bits from Sheffield Wednesday. He signed a new contract. He stayed in the league. So I'm not exactly sure that he doesn't like the way to leave the place, you know? If he doesn't like it, I don't know. That's a very tricky question. Look, the season is kicking off on August the 5th. So if we do sell him, okay, we'll make a lot of money. It doesn't give us a huge amount of time to go and sign a quality player. Probably rush and sign someone. you know, it might be our first Saturday. And, you know, it's just all very rough for me. You know, doesn't give anyone some time to go up and sign the quality replacement. And, Russ, I'm not too sure that the club are going to reinvest that 14, 15 million. You know, I was thinking about this earlier. If you look down the years, we don't have a great history of using that money. You know, when you think back to Noah, and I'm open to correction from Mike, but if you think back to even Louis Saha back in, you know, 10 years ago, we sold United for 12 million. You know, we replaced him with, you know, okay, Brian McBride was a massive star in the end, probably my favourite player of all time, but he only cost half a million. You know, the same with Chris Smalling, Patrick Roberts, you know, players that we sold and made a big profit on. You know, we haven't really gone out and reinvested that money, and I'm not sure we're going to do the same thing this time around.
Okay, so you're kind of going down the road of my fears. You're fearful that we'll sell McCormack and that we won't reinvest it.
Yeah, and we're losing a very, very good big player.
Okay, very good. All right, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to bring Mike back on. And Mike, I'm going to go back to you. I want to, before I give you Steve Lydiard's email, his comments. I want to get your thoughts on what. What Brendan just shared.
Yeah, well, I did say that I said on Twitter the other day actually that the biggest fear Fulham fans have is not selling Ross McCormack. It's that the club doesn't reinvest the money, and you know that is the biggest worry, and that's the only reason. You know, if I was there at the club running it, if you like, and this was the plan, then yes, it's sell him and reinvest that money, and that's the biggest worry. And you know, fans like myself, I suppose, who would be willing to sell him, will have egg on their face if the club sell him, don't reinvest the money, and we struggle. You know, but so it's a bit of faith, isn't it? But you know, there's other clubs who have sold players. Maybe we'll talk about it later about selling McCormack and lack of ambition. But you know,
right?
He is. Isn't it not odd? But, you know, the three teams he's been with in the Championship certainly have never done anything that special.
Right.
He's a, you know,
it's a good point,
he scores,
Mike.
Lots of goals. And, you know, but I can complain about the defence last year. But as David says and some others say, you know, you defend from the front. And, you know, McCormack and Dembele last year probably didn't do that job. And, you know, but our friend, you know, one of from Craven Cottage news round, he did a little thing today. You know, Danny Graham at Watford scored 24 goals, got sold, and the next season they moved up 8 positions in the league. And Cardiff, they sold him. They sold Ross to Leeds, and I've said that the next two seasons they were then in the playoffs, and then they got promoted as champions. Leeds, they sold him to us. They finished exactly the same position the following year, and then were actually 13th last year. So they've not got worse. They've not regressed by selling him. You know, yes, he's a good player, but is he that important? So you know, as a team player, that's my issue. But the whole reinvestment thing, that's the only way it works.
Right.
You know, I have
right,
to make
Mike.
That clear. It's the only way
right.
it works.
Right. Right. You know, again, if they don't reinvest the money, and this goes back to my biggest fear, and sounds like Brendan as well, you know, that they get all this money and they don't reinvest it back, then that just blows all of this up in smoke, because they need to reinvest that. There's the only reason why, in my mind, that you sell someone like this is to potentially I wouldn't say better yourself, but find another way to make your team as good or potentially better. Listen, you know, it's difficult to get to you know, all those goals. It's difficult. I understand that. But there are other ways to win in this league. There are other ways. It's not all about just the goals. We've seen that. If it was just all about the goals, we'd be much higher up. It's not just about the goals. It's everything else. And that's why, again, I'm for this move. I just want them. I want to make this clear. they need to reinvest that money. And they need to reinvest that money well. And if they don't reinvest that money, they'll hear about it from me and probably from everyone else, because that is my fear. I want this move to happen, but they better reinvest it. All right. I'll now share, Mike, with you what our co-host, Steve Wood, who couldn't join us, he said he was on the fence about this. This is what he wrote to me. You can make arguments for and against selling. He is potentially disruptive to the team through wanting larger contract. Isn't a leader, in my opinion, through reactions and application like being unfit, basically unprofessional. The big issue is to replace both Dembele and Ross is a big task. Mike points out you don't need to score as many. True, but it certainly helps. Fulham should not sell without signing the replacements, but then the question is who. Despite this, the money is too good to turn down either, plus wages being removed from our bill. And, Mike, going back to you to get your thoughts on what Steve said, that's the rub here. And you already brought it up. Say they're preparing for McCormack. They're preparing for this, but we don't know exactly the situation with the club. They might not be able to actually bring in the players that they want until they sell him. So that's kind of the rub. That could be the rub here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it could be. I mean, you know, they're a club. The owner can put money in. It's not. It just depends on the budget and how they, you know, how it's being run. But I mean, okay, it's very difficult to explain on the show. I mean, I posted something on not on Twitter, but on the Cottage co-host page. It was quite long, and I know some of you guys read it. But I tried to sort of give a budget for the year, for this season, sort of a guesstimate. And, you know, it's quite a wide range of error. But, you know, there's a situation where we could be absolutely have no more money to spend, or maybe 6, 7, 8 million. But, you know, and you just think you sell McCormack, and that suddenly, you know, triples, really. So, you know, that's my sort of, you know, take on it. It's, a lot of it is the financial side to give us the room to improve the squad even more. And I'm not so sure about a disruptive element, certainly not on the pitch. But, you know, because he does work for the team, he scores the goals. But I go back, is it the right style? But then also off the pitch, again, he's the centre of attention of everything. And at the moment, I certainly don't want that. I want that team ethic. And if he's the guy always going to try and ask for a pay rise, then, you know, that's not going to sit well with everyone else.
Right. And Mike, we are talking about the financial situation. So basically, they could, in essence, bring in these players because, again, it's a fluid situation. You know, here I am saying that they couldn't bring in the players first. Yes, they could bring in the players if they knew that they were going to sell McCormack. They still could do it that way, correct? They could.
Yeah, they could. Yeah, they could do. That's not an issue. It's not like they have an overdraft and they can just, you know,
right,
they go to it and the bank says no more money. No, I mean, you know, the way a football club is run and the way it budgets, then, yeah, we can go out and buy these players. That's not the problem. The problem arises if you do not sell McCormack, and as the accounts get done over the year, you know, whether you're breaking FFP again. Now, I don't want to spend the show talking about that, because I could explain the pros and cons of whether to gamble and just say sod it, let's try and get up. But you know, it's an issue, and I think, you know, it can't be fans who say, oh, you can't sell him for no reason at all. Absolutely not, none at all. I'm afraid, you know, you've got to be realistic. This isn't, you know, Football Manager. It's a case of, you know, what is best for the club in the short to long term. And in a year's time, if he hasn't moved, he's not going to be worth 15 million quid, is he? He's going to be 30, coming up to 31. And if we haven't, you know, whatever happens in the meantime, we will lose money on him going forward. And we've seen too often the club recently, over the last few years, let players' contracts run down and let them go for nothing, or their value becomes less. So, you know, maybe for once it's time to, yeah, you know, let's take them when they're really hot. You know, let's take the money and reinvest. And that is the only way, as we say, it's the only way it's going to work.
Right. Right, and right. If they don't reinvest, then me personally, I would be all I'll be all over the club. I personally will, because that would anger me beyond belief, because it would bring me back to the Moussa Dembélé situation, and I don't want to go back there. All right, Mike, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to bring Brendan back on, get his thoughts. All right, Brendan, I want to get your thoughts on what we've just been talking about. I shared the information from Steve Lydiard, and Steve wants to have replacements in first. Personally, I agree with that. I want replacements first. That's in a perfect world. But what are your thoughts about everything that we've been talking up to this point, and also anything you want to share on what Steve had to share?
Yeah, I guess I'd be a lot more comfortable if I knew we had been bidding for players. You know, it'd be great to hear we agree to fee with someone for $6-7 million. You know, and I think Mike makes a lot of good points, because I was on the fence for a long time, and he is kind of swaying me a bit. If it's guaranteed that we're going to reinvest the money, I'd be much happier.
Right.
I'm not too into the FFP stuff. I don't really understand that a whole lot. So, you know, maybe if I had a bit of understanding of that, my view would change. But and then at least I could see that we were going to reinvest the money.
Okay.
Of course, the teams are out for the national game.
Oh, that's right. I just saw that, and I'm glad that you mentioned that because we are doing this a little bit before the friendly. So I'm glad that you mentioned that Brendan, we could talk about this briefly. The team starting the match for Fulham is going to be Bettinelli, Stearman, Collis, Ream, Malone, Adrian, I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, Kevin McDonald, Lasse Vigen, Christensen, Luca Della Torre, George Williams, and Matt Smith. Real quick, what are your thoughts on that?
It's me, Russ. Sorry, Russ, to me? Is it to me?
Yes, I'm sorry, to you.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't sure. Yeah, look, I mean, it doesn't come across as a potential, but I guess, you know, he's doing what he did all preseason, and he's, you know, he's kind of playing one team one half and another team in the second half. Personally, I'm delighted to see McDonald in the starting. Really looking forward to him. I think he's going to be a big addition next season. You know, everyone has just kind of seen before. I suppose Malone as well. I'd like to see him. He didn't really play too well against Venice, and he gave away a penalty. And a lot of people have been criticising him, so I'd like to see how he gets on. Interesting as well to see Dennis Adeniran come to the right. He's played a part in every preseason game this season. He's only 17, 18, so maybe he still have, you know, thinks he could be a player for the season. Also, Sessegnon isn't starting this game. I think he's starting pretty much every other game. And obviously Smith and Williams up front. George Williams, sorry, we haven't seen him yet. Because of course he's with the Euro, so it's a good chance to see him. Really good chance for him to break through the season. Kind of forgot about him actually, because you know he was injured last year and then he missed all preseason as he was, you know, with Wales at the Euro, so
okay, very good there, my friend. All right, I'm going to bring Mike back on. Mike, before we move on, thoughts on Fulham's starting 11? I do want to mention that Nacional played yesterday against Sheffield Wednesday, and they lost 4-0. So I don't know if this is their first team, second team. I have no idea who Fulham are playing, but it looks like to me Fulham are just playing I wouldn't say a random team, similar to some of the other friendlies that they've had, where they're mixing and matching, playing some youngsters.
Well, if you look at the subs, I mean, it's mainly a number of players who haven't started recently. You know, I mean, Malone only came on as sub the other day. Stearman's been sub a lot. For me, the interesting thing from this will be the formation and also where Williams plays. So it could be a 4-4-2 with Williams up top, because he has played there for the 21s after he came back from his injury. You know, it could be 4-5-1, something like that. But, no, it's, I mean, you know, we only played a couple of days ago. So I suspect, you know, the opponents are going to be mixing and matching their team as well. So, you know, it'd be interesting to see some of those lads get a run out. Christensen gets a start for a change as well. So, yeah, so, you know, there's still some spots to be won in the team. And it's interesting that, you know, it's Callis and Ream again starting at the back, at centre-back. And Stearman sort of left with playing at right-back. I'm not really sure whether he's actually had a game at centre-back yet, but maybe he did in Ireland. But so, yeah, an interesting lineup, and, yeah, we're, you know, should be an interesting workout for us.
Absolutely. And, Mike, you were nice enough to post a potential link there. You actually retweeted something, so I think we'll all try to watch it. Hopefully it will come through. I tried watching the last one. I watched the majority of it, but it kept going in and out. Hopefully this is a better stream tonight. All right, Mike, before we move on, I want to talk about my Twitter poll because I find it interesting. 501 votes, Mike. I did this on Saturday, and I just asked the question, should Fulham sell Ross McCormack? No, 54%, and yes was 46%. So the majority was no, we should not sell Ross McCormack. What are your thoughts about the results of my poll here?
Well, first of all, it's a good number. So, you know, as someone who does a lot of surveys, you know, you've got a good number there. So it should be taken seriously. The question is a bit black and white, Russ, because, you know,
sure.
Should you sell him, yes or no? And as we've all, as both myself and Curtis and yourself have, Brendan, sorry, and yourself have said, you know, there's lots of factors you need to take in. So, so should you sell him, yes or no? But, I mean, it's not an overwhelming majority, is it? You know, I mean, it's not 70% of the fans, 80% of the fans saying, you know, keep him, which is, you know, which is what you would, you know, a player who scored 20 odd goals for his, you know, last two seasons, he should be getting more, do you not think? It should be like in the high 70s at least. But I think that just shows that, you know, fans have a few issues with him or see the bigger picture. And, you know, 54-46 is a majority to keep, but it's not an overwhelming one. So yeah, I mean it's a good poll, and but it does show it's on a knife edge really either way.
It is, and that's what I find interesting, Mike, because I like you, I thought it would be 70-80% not to sell him. So I was, you know, and I'm in the camp that wants to sell him, but I truly believe that the number would have been higher. So I was a little surprised by that. I want to go back to Brendan and get his thoughts. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I was going to sort of, I'll mention the one that I did as well now, Russ.
Oh, please do. I'm sorry. Please do.
Yeah, go to Ben. Yeah, so a couple of weeks ago, I did one as well, and it was a sort of a snap 1 hour, you know, let's have these results. And I got 198 people. And the question was, you know, if you were a Fulham Football Club and you got an offer, how much would you sell him for? And the four options were, you know, do not sell, which was 26%. You know, £11 million or less was 4%. 12 to 13 million was 31%, and 14 million plus was 39%. So what that really tells you is, you know, that, you know, 70% plus do believe he has a price, and that if we get that, we should sell. You know, so it's you know, there is still a good number of fans who you know, think it's the right thing to do, you know, going forward. So, you know, two separate polls. What was yours? 600 nearly. So, I mean, you've got 800 people there.
500.
So you've got 700 people who have taken part in these two polls, and you know, one saying keep, one saying sell for these kind of figures. But the main thing is, it's not an overriding, we must keep him at all costs type answer.
Yeah, it's fascinating, Mike. Before before I go to Brendan, one thing that Steve Whittier said stands out to me, because again, the optics of this look bad, meaning that if they've sold them, well, they didn't sell Dembele. Dembele was free to go. I'm talking about the recent moves of Dembele. And then if you sell this man, you know, you sell McCormack, well, about all the goals, you're, how are you going to replace all those goals? I think that's where a good amount of the fear is coming in here, Mike, is that fans are looking at it, well, how do you replace all those goals?
Yeah, absolutely. But there are ways and means, and clubs that go up, and I did some research on this, clubs that go up, 40% of your goals have to come from elsewhere in the team apart from your top two or three strikers. And, Middlesbrough went up last year. You know, they scored less goals than us, and their top goal scorer had 11. So just having a main man, I mean, just think of Jordan Rhodes at Blackburn. All the goals he scored in the Championship last 3 years. And they were, nowhere more than mid-table. So just having a main goal scorer is not the answer to everyone's ills.
Okay, very good, my friend. I'm going to bring Brendan back on. All right, Brendan, thoughts on both of our polls here. I want to get your take on the poll I did, and then also what Mike had to share.
Yeah, I suppose I'm more familiar really with the one that you shared, Russ, and looking at it here at the moment. 501 votes, as Mike said, it has to be taken seriously. You know, it gives a good reflection of the overall consensus of the fans. 54-46, I suppose it is very close. Maybe if you did another one today, it might be the opposite way around. You know, it's very hard to say. The big thing for me that we haven't mentioned is if we do sell a note for 14, 15 million, which, by the way, I don't think we would get that much money. I think, you know, that might be a bit exaggerated. We're looking at selling to a rival, be it Norwich or Aston Villa. And, you know, maybe they're showing real potential spending that much money trying to sign McCormack. And, you know, maybe we're not by selling. You know, surely if we're going to sell, we'd prefer to sell it to someone that isn't in the same division as us. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I hear you, Brendan. It's funny because I was contacted by a blogger for Norwich, and I was also contacted by a friend of mine. We've been going back and forth. I actually reached out to him, and we were talking about the potential. Let's say McCormack goes to you, so I'm going to go back to you. Do you think that McCormack, if say he goes to Norwich? Do you think that is the right move for them? Do you think that putting him in their mix, the type of team they are, do you think that that's the right move for a team like Norwich, who just came down, and they would be buying a proven goal scorer? Do you think that's the right move for them?
Yes, definitely. Norwich are an ambitious team. You know, they're a yo-yo club. They're back and forth all the time, but their main priority when they're in the Championship is to get back into the Premier League. He will score goals. You know, he has a past of scoring. You know, he will score 20 goals. They already have a lot of good players. They have good support. I think it's a great signing for them if they can pull it off. It's a lot of money, but you know. It's worth it back in the Premier League if all goes to plan. So I think he's a good fit for the club, and he'd be a very good signing for them. And it's our last.
Okay, very, very good, my friend. All right, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to bring Mike back on. And Mike, I want to get your thoughts on that because I've been messaging back and forth with this Norwich blogger, and obviously. I can just tell that the Norwich City supporters are excited about this because they think that McCormack could probably help them get back up. So I'm going to ask you the question. I'm not 100% sure that having him on their team will get them back. I know he'll score them goals, but is he the right piece for a team like Norwich? Is he?
Well, to be honest, I don't know you know, how they're setting up this year or that kind of thing. I'm just not convinced that McCormick is. I think Norwich are going to be up there. You know, they're going to be in the top six. You know, throughout the season, with or without McCormick. But I'm just not convinced he's. I think you also have to look further ahead. You know, I mean, are they buying McCormick because they know he scores championship goals and fits into their system? But then as soon as they get promoted, you know, let's be honest, he doesn't have the pace. He'd be a year older. You know, is he going to be right from up there, or is it just a case of horses for courses? Let's just, you know, sign him, and you know, let's hope he scores as a goals. I'm just. I've made my views clear on him. I just don't think he is a player who, in the championship, it just depends on how you want to play the team. For Fulham, the style we're going to play, I don't think he fits in. If they're going to play with two up front at Norwich, and they're going to ask him to, you know, play a bit deeper or even on the wing like he did at Leeds or for us occasionally, then you know maybe he's right for them. But I don't know. I don't. You know, he'll go where the money is, and quite frankly, and if they want to pay him more than we are, then and we accept the offer, he'll go. But he wouldn't be my choice, put it that way. I think you want powerful runners in the championship. That's my own view.
Okay, very good there, my friend. Very good. Listen, we're having a hard time with Brendan's connection, and unfortunately, he won't be joining us the rest of the show. And Brendan, just seriously, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm going to be talking to Blog Talk Radio to figure out a better solution for you, because this just isn't right, and we're just not getting a strong connection for you. So sorry that it just didn't work out. So Mike, it'll be you and I just finishing off the show, and I'm really sorry, because I really wanted to speak to Brendan, but I was really having a hard time understanding him, and it was just a connection. Nothing to do with him. This has to do with the service that we're using. I don't blame Brendan whatsoever. But let's move on, Mike. And this is a question that I've seen a lot on Twitter, and I really wanted to touch on. It's this. Do you think selling McCormack shows a lack of ambition from Fulham?
Well, it depends on what they're going to do with the money, isn't it? I mean, I hate to go back to it and repeating ourselves, but that is the only way you're going to convince anyone. You know, there was rumours that we were after these three Derby lads. And if the idea is to sell McCormick and try and buy those three, then you have to say, no, it doesn't. Because we're looking at bringing in players who have, you know, been there in the top six over the last, you know, or almost the top six a couple of years ago. They're top six in the last few years, really, you know, and challenging. So is that selling one to bring in three top championship players, is that lacking ambition? No. Selling him to balance the books and not buy anyone else, yes, that is. But,
right.
So I think it really is as simple as that. So, no, I personally don't think it shows lack of ambition if you then go and look to improve the team.
Right, and that goes along with what Steve Woodyard wrote to me, and I'll just read it. Steve wrote, lack of ambition if we do not replace after selling. That's everything that we're talking about. There's a reason clubs would want him, and that's to aid their promotion push. If Fulham were pushing for promotion, if having or not having him could be the difference. And I just look at it this way, and Mike, you bring up a good point. Listen, it's coming from the Sun. You can believe the reports if you want, or you cannot believe them, but if they are true and they're after these three Derby County players, and they were to say land, say one, two, or possibly three of them, that shows ambition to me. These are three quality players that we're talking about. So the report's coming from somewhere. I, you know, again, you can believe it or not, but if they were serious and they brought in some of those players, I don't think that shows lack of ambition. I think that shows ambition. All right, my friend. Now let's get back to a subject that I want you to speak about. Unfortunately, I wanted Brendan to talk about this too, but we just couldn't get the really good connection to talk to him about this. But this is something I've been given a lot of thought of, and you've mentioned this to me. Does Ross McCormick fit in how Slavisa wants to play? Now you've now watched him, and you have your doubts. So please talk about this.
Well, I mean, the only person who knows, as I say, the only person who knows that is Jurcanovic himself. You know, does he did say, you know, during last season, I can't remember exactly when it was, that he wanted to build a team around McCormick. Now, whether that was to, you know, keep him happy, show he was important, keep him, you know, until the end of the season, then fine. But, you know, having watched, and we all go back to the Watford team and the way they played under Jurcanovic, and I don't see where McCormick fits in to that kind of, I say direct, and I don't mean direct in a long ball situation, but, you know, direct attacking football with, you know, a powerful forward, you know, wide men as well, or the wide fullbacks. And that's my issue. I don't see where he fits in. And having looked at the players who've come in, yes, we've only, you know, I only got to see him live against Brighton last week, a bit of a second half from the game the other day, and the reports from the lads who saw him in, you know, including Brendan, who saw him in Ireland. But, you know, I look at those players and I just think, you know, we're looking to be very pacey, very direct down the wings. And for me, he doesn't fit that style. You know, his hold-up play isn't as good as it could be. You know, I've criticised him along with others that, you know, he falls over too easy, doesn't hold up the ball well. For a player who at times has such a great first touch, he can be infuriating to watch sometimes. He's looking for the free kicks too often, and the referees know him now. You know, they know the way he plays, and he doesn't get away with it that much. So, if I felt he was that important to the way we're going to play, and then I might change my tune and think, yeah, we need him. But I'm going back also to the fact that he's injured. He's going to struggle with pre-season and getting into the season, whatever his fitness level is now. And if we don't see him on Saturday against Palace, you've got to think, well, when are we going? You know, last year it took almost a dozen games till he was really firing. And we can't wait that long. So, I don't think he does fit in at this moment in time.
Okay, very good, Mike. And that's why, you know, I really wanted to talk about that because, I I've only watched a little bit of the last friendly, and I could just see the style that we're playing. And I was thinking to myself, because you talked about going to the Brighton match, and then, of course, you know, I had, I was speaking to Marty Ward, messaging back and forth, talking about the style of play, and then, of course, Brendan has mentioned it too. And I'm trying to think of, where does this guy fit? You know, how is he going to fit into this? And that, to me, also got me to think, well, maybe it's a smart move to sell him and replace him with someone that would fit better, you know, a striker that would fit how Savisa wants to play. And that's going to lead me to go to my final topic with you, because I've been giving this a lot of thought too, Mike, and I'm curious your thoughts on this. This is all opinion. This is me and you just sharing our opinion. Do you think Fulham want to sell Ross McCormack? Do you think this is coming from them as much as it's coming from McCormack? I'm going to say I think it is. I think partially because of all the pay raises that they've given him and of his age, of the ability of what you could do with that money. I don't think this is one way. This is just my opinion. I don't have any inside information, Mike. But I think Fulham are riding this train along with McCormack.
We just don't know. Like I say, the question is, who at Fulham would want to sell him then? You know, that's really the question. So if Jurcanovic is saying, I want to keep him, I want to keep him, I want to keep him, yet the money men are saying, no, we have to sell him, then that is going to cause the issues which many fans are worried about, which is, you know, Jurcanovic is not going to be happy and wants to leave. But, I mean, we're backing him. You know, we've signed these players. Who seem to fit the mould he wants to play in. Admittedly, McDonald, you know, we were after last year, but I just don't see a manager like Jurcanovic, you know, accepting players dumped on him, you know. So if he wasn't happy, he'd be gone. But then I can see in other players like Odu, Aluku, Aita, you know, they look like Jokanović type players, you know, with their pace and everything. And so, do we want to sell him? Maybe overall, the manager and the owners have decided, you know, for all these plus points, there are negative sides, and the main one would be the style of play. But there are others, you know, other rumours that you read, and you know about you know behind the scenes issues, and so no one really knows. And this is the thing, and players don't come out and ask for transfers anymore. I want to, you know, and put in a request. So we just have to wait for people in the know, as say, you know, who come out and say, you know, he wants to leave or he doesn't want to leave. And, you know, I've seen things, you know, within the last few days which say that, you know, he's being pushed out of the club, and then there's others saying, you know, he can't wait to leave. So, you know, who do you believe?
Right.
But I go back to the bigger picture. So the bigger picture is, yes, financially, it will be a good deal to sell him. And if it's playing-wise, he's needed by Jokanović, then I don't see any reason that we would sell him, because, you know, I think you have to keep Jokanović happy as well.
Right.
So I would not see the club going above Jokanović's head and saying, you know, we need to get rid of him, and you've got no say in the matter.
Yeah, this is... Like I said, this is a tricky one, because this is all opinion, because none of us know. I mean, you don't know, you know, we're hearing things, but I just get this feeling, you know, that if I'm looking at it from a business sense, I think that's where I'm coming on this, Mike. You know, we've given this guy a bunch of pay raises, right? And you look at his age. If you're looking at it from a business end, that's why I'm thinking that maybe there, you know, that there are reasons why this might actually be happening this time, because of business reasons and potentially style reasons. I don't know for sure. I've just been giving it some thought, and I don't know if this is all coming from McCormack. That's my point. I just have a feeling that it might be more mutual than we think.
Yeah, I mean, yes, you know, it could be. I mean, but we're never really going to know, are we? Unless
No. Someone
comes out and blatantly says something. I mean, that's the thing. But, you know, history tells you that McCormack moves from championship club to championship club. So, you know, from Cardiff to Leeds to Fulham. We signed him because he was a proven championship goal scorer. So you would expect Villa or Norwich coming down. What do they want? They want a championship goal scorer. Let's go to a team who are in the mid-low end of the table and try and buy that player. And that's what's happening, you know. So what happened to Leeds three seasons ago is happening to us now. And, you know, we have to make the most of it, but it wasn't the end of Leeds, and it won't be the end of us if he does move on. And I think that's, you know, it's Fulham Football Club, not Ross McCormack Club.
Right. No, good point there, Mike. All right. Before we end the show, want to get your thoughts. I talked to Matt Smith about this. We haven't had a chance, and I actually plan on doing a full show when I get back from my mini vacation about Kevin McDonald. I have a friend that actually is a Wolves supporter and wants to come on to speak about Kevin McDonald, to talk about what we're getting. So I plan on doing that when I get back from my mini vacation. But I want to get your thoughts. I actually went on the show with Matt a little while ago and said that the signing of Kevin McDonald, for me, is the one that I like best, and that might shock some people. That is the signing so far that I think, believe it or not, could be the best signing so far. I know the other players are exciting. You know, you got pacey wingers, you've got defenders. But this one is a defensive midfielder that we've been after now for 2 years. We finally land him, and I think that he's going to make a huge difference. What are your thoughts about the signing of Kevin McDonald?
Well, just that it's a year late, but we eventually got our man. But the fact is, he gave one of the best performances by an away player at Craven Cottage for me last year. He absolutely dictated the game for Wolves against us at the Cottage, and you know, he played deep, but, you know, his passing range was good, and, you know, he gets the tackles in. So he's not just a sort of, you know, a blocker like Ince or Etu. I think I said on one of the previous shows, you know, Ince is a good player to sit there, and but he's not going to dictate a game, whereas, you know, McDonald has that passing range. So in a way, he's a, I don't know if an upgrade on Parker, you know, because that's harsh on Parker, but what he will give us is, you know, he's younger than Parker. He's, you know, he's going to be, he is going to last longer. He's going to be fitter. He's going to be able to play the games, but he's going to give that tackle inside, which sometimes Parker can do, but other times when he runs out of energy, he's struggling. But I also think his passing range is better. So overall, that deeper player we wanted, but also a little bit more of a playmaker. So, you know, you're getting two players in one almost.
See, that's where I'm going on this. And I'm glad that you kind of backed that up, because he's a defensive midfielder, Mike, but he does have passing. I'm not going to say that he's Danny Murphy, but he has some passing that can dictate a game, like you just said. So to me, like you said, I almost feel like we're getting two players in one. He'll be able to cover the back four or back three if we're doing three central defenders. But he's much more than that. He's going to offer you more than someone like Rohan Ince would.
Yeah, Mike. No, he's definitely. Yeah, I'm here. Sorry. Yeah, he's definitely going to do that. And yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him. You know, if the stream works today, hopefully seeing him play and on Saturday as well. But yeah, he's not the final part of the jigsaw, far from it. You know, we still need one, you know, maybe two strikers, and you know, depending how Williams progresses in pre-season, you know, maybe another wide man as well. So there's still work to be done, and you know, three or four players to come in. But he is I agree with you. I wouldn't say he's the most important one so far, but he's certainly in the top two or three. And yeah, it took time, but we eventually got him. So, you know, let's hope he's been worth the wait. And I'm excited by the players who are coming in. And, you know, looking forward now, you know, less than 2 weeks to the season starts, and really, you know, can't wait.
Right, Mike, and honestly, part of the reason why I wanted to do this show, and you know this because you and I have been messaging back and forth, and we have a message, you know, a constant flow with the co-host, is that I'm excited. I've talked to Brendan; he's excited. Marty's excited. Others that have seen the team already—you've seen them only once. I'm excited, and I'm sorry. I'm not going to let this Ross McCormack situation. You know, basically blow that out of the water. I think we're heading in the right direction, Mike. With or without him, Fulham are going to be fine. I truly believe that because of the moves that they've made so far this summer and having Jokanović as your head coach. I think we're heading in the right direction. I wanted to talk about McCormack, put it in its place, but I don't want to forget the fact of all the work that Fulham have done leading up to the beginning of the season. There's still work to be done, Mike. But they've done some really good work, and I'm pretty sure you agree with me on that.
Yeah, they have, and you know, as I just said, it's not finished yet. But I wouldn't want to go too long into you know, into the run of games that we're going to have before the end of August, just with the attackers we have. So I would like to see whatever happens on the McCormack side, another striker at least come in between now and the Newcastle game. And, you know, because as much as I like Humphreys and, you know, Woodrow's done well in pre-season, you know, I'm not a Matt Smith fan, admittedly, but I don't think that's enough while McCormack is injured. You know, Luku, he can play up front as well. But, yeah, so one more striker before Newcastle, and I'll be feeling good, you know, about the start of the season. Then we've still got a few weeks until the end of the window as well, so lots of room to do stuff.
Absolutely, Mike. Listen, we need to go because we need to be watching Fulham, or try to be watching Fulham, but before we go, final thoughts.
Yeah, I just hope that, you know, that the McCormack thing will be sorted out by the end, before Saturday. You know, is he staying or is he going? Let's just sort it out once and for all. You know, either sell him or get him to come out. I want him to come out, not a club silly statement. I want him on a video saying, you know, I'm happy, I'm not going anywhere, and I want to be part of what we're doing. And, yeah, and then we can move on.
Okay, very good. And my final thoughts, you know, again, listen, I think Ross McCormack is a very good player, Mike. He's a very good player. He's a great goal scorer. And if he wants to stay, so be it. But like you said, Mike, make it known that you want to stay. If you want to go, then I think it's time to go. We just need to know, and we need to move on. Both sides need to move on. Either you're staying or you're going. It goes back to the Clash song. Should I stay or should I go? And if he stays, fine. I have no problem with that. But I also see an opportunity here that if he goes, that Fulham could actually be fine, and who knows, maybe even better with the players that they would add, but they would need to add. They would need to reinvest all of that money. And if they don't, they're going to hear about it from me. But let's wrap up the show. For Mike and Brendan, I'm Russ Goldman. Thank you, as always, for listening to Cottage Talk. Cheers, Mike. Enjoy the match.
Cheers, Russ. Cheers. Boys.